We are now joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Josh Hardy. And, well, it was the second time in as many nights Garrett Fisher ends up winning it for you guys. This time it's in overtime.
What a big-time play. Just in general, I thought all of our guys tonight just battled so hard. Was really proud of all of them. And, you know, down what, 4-1, I think I called the timeout, and nobody quit, and they kept battling. We kept chipping away, and we ended up, you know, just kind of wearing them out at the end. That's one heck of a good hockey team over there in Red Lake Falls. They are dangerous, man. The Girdlers, the Breelands, like, they are tough to play against. My stomach drops every time they touch the puck, because that's how dangerous they are, and they can score. And we weathered the storm tonight and got another big section win to end the regular season.
What was the message in that timeout when you're down 4-1 in the second?
Yeah, it's just reset button, right? We got to hit the reset button here. Things haven't been going well. We obviously, they had all the momentum at that point, and we had to hit that reset button, reset, and say, hey, just one at a time here. We're going to get one back, and then we'll go. And I don't know. They believed. If I'm being honest as a coach, you know, you watch the game, and you're going, you believe, but you have some doubts at times. All right, are we going to be able to get these next couple of goals here? But they just continued to show up and play big-time hockey. And, you know, you get a kid like Caden Edwards gets the puck there in the slot, and he doesn't miss a senior who's worked his tail off all year and really all the last 4 years here. And it's I was happy to see that we were able to get it done.
Well, you get the goal from Tate Hamry in the second period, and that was kind of a little scramble drill out, yeah, in front. Hamry finds the loose puck and gets into the back of the net. How huge was that goal in mounting the comeback?
Just giving us that maybe a little bit of room to breathe of, hey, okay, we got one. Now we're going. Tate did it. I mean, it was exactly what we had talked about, right? We want to get the puck low, get the puck behind their net, get it back out front, and then try to bang home a rebound. And Tate was Johnny on the spot there and was able to get one. I think, I don't know, who got the assist on that one? Ecker? Yeah, looks like Ecker. But yeah, that was big time. And a defenseman down low, but he carried the puck up and stayed in his spot while somebody covered for him. So that was huge. That really got us back into the game.
Well, and then it was Ecker scoring that next goal, making it 4-3.
Yeah, again, Garrett Fisher on the forecheck makes a nice play, brings the puck again behind the net. We throw it back out front. Ecker's there, scores a big time goal for us to make it 4-3. And I don't know how much time was left at that point, but it was that was huge.
About 6.5 minutes left at that point. Still a lot of time. You're trailing by one, and then you go to the captain, Caden Edwards.
Yeah, Caden Edwards makes a great play, kind of picks off a pass or a little scramble there, and he turns on the afterburners, gets in, and dekes the goalie out to, I thought Ashton Fredrickson played a great game. I told him that tonight. I just saw incredibly proud of to watch. You know, we've been playing these guys a long time, right? And watching Ashton grow from a little freshman out here playing to now, it's been fun to watch him develop, and he is one heck of a goalie. So he did a nice job, but yeah, Eddie got the best of him there and ties the game up, and we got all the momentum at that point.
And then you head to overtime, and boy, that was back and forth. Red Lake Falls, it was a traditional overtime where Red Lake Falls, they kind of handle a big chunk of overtime. And you guys are able to weather the storm, and Parker Kelly, again, we could just say it on repeat, clutch save after clutch save.
Yeah, I mean, just I thought they really, end of the third, beginning of overtime, they really dominated us. They had our number there. They were playing some great hockey, and it was, you know, overtime's funny. I said to the boys in between, I said, you know what, hey, it's 4-4. You guys battle back. I'm so proud of you. Overtime's funky, though. We can get a bounce here, a bounce there, that just all of a sudden, you know, the game doesn't go our way, even though we thought maybe we deserved it, right? So I told them I was proud of them either way, but yeah, we ended up being able to find a way to get it done. But we had to weather the storm there. Parker was great. I think, you know, he'd be the first guy to say he wasn't pleased with his first, you know, two periods there. But we said in between the second and third, I said, hey, we're a better hockey team when we play for somebody else. And right now we're going to play for Parker, because Parker has bailed us out time and time again. And as a group, I thought they really latched onto that we're playing for Parker, and we're playing for PK. They said that on the bench a couple of times there in the third period in overtime, and they came out and they got her done for PK tonight.
Well, one of those bounces that you were talking about that could go your way or didn't go your way was a shot from Caden Edwards that goes off the post in overtime. A magnificent opportunity right out in front, and it hits the post and stays out.
It was just sitting on the back of Ashton's leg there, too, and just couldn't quite find a way to knock her home. So, yeah, that was a big-time play. Again, I thought Caden kind of was at the end of his shift, was tired, and he turned on the jets there and drove in and made a nice play and just couldn't quite find the back of the net there.
And ending up finding the back of the net, Garrett Fisher once again in overtime.
Man, huge, eh? Fish has been just such a... It's been so fun to watch, you know, not only him, but that whole line, this whole group of sophomores that they've got such good chemistry. But yeah, today it was Lubinsky, kind of flipped him a puck out, and he handled it, made a nice move, and came down the left side there, and came back across the goal there, glove side, and just a beauty of a shot. I hate to pump his tires, but he told me he was going to score the game winner. So it's I said, hey, let's do it. You know, so he's been so good captain clutch for us this year, it seems like. You know, again, last night game winner, tonight the game winner in overtime. Again, I said in the locker room a few minutes ago is that, you know, I think back to this group of seniors and when they were freshmen coming up from Bantams, because we just didn't have enough guys. We had to play it. We needed a JV schedule. They had to come up. We had to make that tough decision to say, hey, we're not going to have a Bantam team this year. We're going to come play JV. And all these parents were on board. We look back to that freshman year and we had some tough goes freshman, sophomore year, even into last year. And I just kept saying, hey, trust the process. It's going to happen. It's going to come together at some point. You're going to get rewarded. And, you know, it feels like tonight is maybe a little bit of the culmination of, hey, we got rewarded. So, I'm just so happy for these guys. It's been quite the journey. And for us to get a big win here, I don't remember the last time we won in Red Lake Falls. It's been a while. So this is a tough barn to play in. They're so well coached. Trevor and Dan do a great job, over here, and we got the better of them tonight, but, you know what? That game could have gone either way. They're one heck of a hockey team, and they are going to be dangerous in playoffs.
Obviously, this will have section seating implications, yeah. But beyond that, how much does it mean to this team to go on the road into two hostile environments on back-to-back nights and win by one goal each in very different games?
Right. Yeah, it says a lot about this group of kids, right? And we've said that before, though. How resilient are they? Again, we went into the locker room in between the second and third and just said, how many times have we done this, right? We're doing it again. They just have that belief that they're going to come back no matter what. And, you know, it was fun to see. This team has really come together. There's ups and downs, as with anything, you know. There's game, you know, you think back, it's kind of funny, you think back to like 2 weeks ago and how it felt like the end of the world when we had two big losses in a row, and even a week ago when we didn't play very good against Mayville, right? But it's funny how things sort of come together, and we're coming together at the right time right now, playing some great hockey. And I thought, you know, last night's really culminated in us having, you know, really good 20-man efforts out there. And again, just happy to get the W tonight, proud of these guys. And now we go to section seating tomorrow and see who we get to play in the playoffs.
It's funny how a loss can sometimes have a rubber band effect and propel your team forward as it has.
It really does. And, you know, I think it was maybe even more so than the loss. We just needed a little bit of that. We needed to recognize how we were handling things emotionally, and I think we've matured a bit in the last 2 weeks, for sure. And that's, you know, that's made us a better hockey team. We've recognized some things that we do that hurt our play when we're out there, and you know, tonight we didn't do those things. So it's fun to see when they start to figure it out.
Well, it's game 25, end of the regular season. From game one to game 25, what have you seen in this team?
A ton of growth, not just on the ice, but just, I think they matured a ton. And this is, I think Teague said it a couple of weeks ago, is how fun this team's been to be around. And you know, I love every team that we're a part of, but yeah, this team's been a lot of fun, and they make coming to the rink every day a fun time. And they, you know, again, it's the growth of these kids as young men, just understanding a little bit about who they are, and you get to learn these kids and you love them like they're your own kids. And it's just fun to see them get rewarded with a big win like this.
Well, Coach, congratulations on another thrilling victory. 2-0 in overtime on the season.
I mean, better than what 0-6-1 we were before that. So it's it's good to get the W in overtime. And again, all the credit to Red Lake Falls. They played one heck of a game. We were just the ones that got out on top today.
We don't know when we'll see you next. We don't know where we'll see you next, but it'll be soon.
Yeah, my guess. I mean, we'll be playing Thursday next week. But whether it's here, there, anywhere, I'm not. We're going to find out tomorrow. All right? And that's always a fun little process. So I'm excited about it. Obviously, getting a win here tonight helps me out a little bit in where we're going, where we're playing, if we're at home, if we're away. So this was this was a big win tonight.
Thank you very much, Coach, and best luck in the postseason.
Thank you, sir.